By the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. New overt visage intelligence entity. L1. Entity living, life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become reality in your time-space, the darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
I hope you enjoy your stay. Welcome to Become Source. Bubex Livecast 201601114. You may call me Mother. Become the Source is a solution provider network assisting individuals like yourself in order to obtain that which is financial freedom, wellness, and the knowledge of how you can become the fountain of your own source. The question has been asked: how can I become financially stable and well? Mother has assembled the right team for the mission. Now you can become that which you desire by following our easy steps. Remember, you are humanity's last hope. This life cast is Mother.
And welcome once again to Become the Source. Today we're going to discuss Bibix, business in a box. Did you ever want to be an entrepreneur, know how, or you wanted to have something that could actually benefit you? Well, the time has come. You know, a few years ago, this would have been a lot harder, but right now, YouTubers are proving to be very successful in what they do. But before I continue talking about, you know, all this wonderful thing and wonderful money that you could be making, let's introduce the cast for today. But I'll guarantee you one thing, we will not let you down. We're going to work with you all the way through, and this Bibix is, well, it's for you. So welcome to Bibix. I want to welcome my team members very quickly. First of all, L1, how are you doing today? I know you are the one that actually prepares some of our material and, you know, after our little powwow and stuff like that. Say hello.
Hello. Great to be here. Good to see everybody today in one of our first Bibix episodes for the new year, 2016. So great to be here. This is, I guess, our pilot, our first episode, our crash test. I don't know, soft run. No, I don't think so. But anyway, great to be here.
Smash puppy.
Smash puppy?
Yeah, that's just me. I want to introduce to you our dear and lovely, well, really young and really cool entrepreneur, Luna 9. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm actually doing super fantastic today, you guys. So happy to be here. You know, I guess I'm told I'm a super young entrepreneur. You know, I don't think there's an age that you can become an entrepreneur, because what an entrepreneur really means is, you know, you're working for yourself, so that you don't really have to work a 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life. Whether it's 9-to-5 or 10-to-6 or 7 or 11-to-9, whatever you guys want to call it. You know, it's so that you don't have to work that job, so you can have time for yourself, you know, and you can have the funds to do what you want, whether it's fun or whether it's something for your business that can help it, you know, can help you grow in what you want to do. So I'm super excited about that today, because it's, you know, being an entrepreneur is something that I'm really passionate about for a lot of reasons. So without further ado, today is, you know, talking about success and why it's not a myth.
A lot of questions there. People wanting to know more. So Luna, since we got you on the line, tell us a little bit about you and how you decided to be an entrepreneur. What does Bibix do for you? You got 55 seconds.
Okay.
Go.
Well, there goes 10. And you know, what Bibix does for me is that it allows me to have, you know, different systems that I can work with, that can help me stay on top of my business, and that can help me also evolve, you know, exponentially in terms of like how to run things online as well, because it's so much more easy. You know, you can reach so many more people doing these things, and you know, even things like sending out a ticket out to someone in your team, that can be such a huge deal. And I know this is more of like the backgrounds of it, you know, and how it works, but you know, in terms of like focusing and like planning and like keeping that momentum and stuff like that, those are the things, those are the tools that like, you know, propel you forward to have everything done. You know, like the things that people see, like, oh, you know, you did such a great show tonight, or like that meeting was so great. You know, those fantastic, like, that's only the effect of all the planning and the focus and, you know, keeping up with things and making sure that you have a steady momentum to, you know, make those things worthwhile without, you know, feeling guilty about things because, you know, you forgot or didn't make the time.
Time's up. Tell me what Vivix does for you and how did you get involved in being an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I think, you know, as Luna 9 was saying, there really is that extra support system that's, you know, not really there when you're trying to be an entrepreneur and when you're first starting out. I think Vivix does supply that extra coaching, that extra support, those extra resources to try to keep that momentum going, because I think that's one of the most important things is keeping the momentum going. So we'll be discussing that a little bit in detail later, but it's really, I've found that it's provided that extra support that I think a lot of people need when they're first starting out their business.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people sometimes don't even know how to make a list or how to plan stuff. And I think to at least even have, like, let's say a ticketing system or something that, like, assists you with, you know, getting your business started, even like the basics, I think that makes all the difference. And at least feeling that emotional support that so you can move forward. I think that really in the beginning, like when you don't feel that emotional support, but you want to do something, that's the difference between making something and breaking something. And I think that's why sometimes a lot of people don't do it, is because you just don't have that emotional support. Whether it's a person or a system, you don't know how this stuff works. You don't know what to do. So I think that, yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, thank you very much. And let's see, I guess it's my turn. I've been studying businesses online for a long time, and you know, there's a really big problem that I thought was catastrophic. Like, a lot of people lost their homes, a lot of people's dads lost their homes, and a lot of people are having difficulties sort of keeping up on you know, their day-to-day income. So they say that it really only takes about one paycheck and you're ready to go into a situation of bankruptcy. And these are statistics that are provided to us by, you know, the government and things of that nature. There's another statistic that say that about 68% of you are going to be broke. It's only 1% that makes it really well, and about another 5% that is, you know, are struggling to survive. And those are the ones that kind of paycheck to paycheck kind of thing. And then there's 28% of you guys that are just going to die. You probably were, you know, too tired to continue forward, whatever the case may be. And then there's that other 68%, something like that. We got the breakdown somewhere. So if I missed a percentage here and there, I'm sorry. But we can show you that without a problem. So when you consider this stuff, you got to consider also some of the other issues. What's going on? What's going on with our economy? What's really happening? And do you really have a chance to do it? Well, the old world of attempting to have a business or something like that was really difficult. And the reason why, because it was a dog-eat-dog world. And in those days, the people in charge were really more interested in making money for themselves rather than making money for you. For example, there's a lot of talk about, you know, pyramid schemes and stuff like that, where a pyramid, it's just a basic structure. And I crack up every time someone says this because it shows their ignorance. If you're working for someone right now, you are on a fixed income. That's it. You get no more, no less. And for you to get like a $2,000 or $3,000 a year raise, it's going to be really difficult. The other thing is that people, when they talk about businesses, they're more afraid about whether the guy on top of you or who introduced you into a business is making more money than you. Well, let me tell you something right now. Your boss is making way more money than you are. So you got to change your mentality, and you got to change the way you kind of think about things. And that's kind of like what's got me started in the whole Vivix and the online entrepreneurship, especially since time has changed. So without further ado, let's begin a little chat session here. And let's talk about Vivix, our very first episode on how to make an income, how to make a living. Who would like to start off the conversation?
Well,
well, do you think it's important to talk about maybe some of the obstacles people would run into?
Well, I guess here's one obstacle right off the bat. I don't know if it's in your slideshow or not, but it is your farty brain.
Farty brain.
Farty, because it smells bad. It really, you ever smell brain?
No, I haven't.
It has been rotting forever. So
no.
I call it the farty brain. So
okay.
The problem is that if you don't understand neurology, you're going to have a difficulty understanding why you're sticking to the things that you're sticking to. So neurology is basically a bunch of neural dendrites, you know, a network, check it out. Because one little neuron doesn't do anything by itself, but it's all the neurons in your brain that create associative patterns, right? And so for you to change one pattern to the next, it's really hard sometimes for you guys. And I understand. I don't feel bad for you, but I understand. I mean, I'm the Novi. How can I feel bad, you know? So
right.
I think that the very first obstacle is really getting over yourself and getting over the whole worry about fear. And I think Robert Kiyosaki mentioned fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the big things is also that, like, people are afraid to fail. And it's really not that big of a deal unless it's just like the risk is like losing a leg or something like that. But I mean, if the only thing that you're going to lose, I mean, or the only thing that's going to happen if you try is that you're just going to fail and it didn't work. It's, I mean, it's much better, you know, trying it out and at least, you know, using whatever tools you can to see if you can make it work. And if you fail, I mean, you can always try again. You can also see why the reasons were that it didn't work out in the first time. Maybe you didn't have enough, you know, people to help you out with things. Maybe your planning system wasn't the best. Maybe you needed to do more of one thing and leverage things correctly so things are balanced out based on how you personally handle business and how you go about things based on your personal life and your lifestyle. So I think that when you don't try, you automatically fail. And I think that it's hard because, you know, like the Novi said, you know, the brain, it's going to be scared and it's going to talk itself out of trying to do anything without even trying it, because it's what it's trying to do is unknown, you know. Mm-hmm. And when things are unknown, you know, it can be very terrifying because, you know, people don't want to fail and they don't want to feel bad. They don't want to lose money and they don't want people to judge them. But in the end, you know, if you really want it, you just got to give it your all.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep in mind, too, I think the reason why people do need support is because they think success is for everybody but themselves. You know, I mean, then they don't even bother trying. You know, it's because they think that, you know, it's just this mindset of failure.
Yeah, they always exclude themselves from everything. And it's like, you can have that happiness and success, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, granted, there are people who do start, but then they quit.
Yep.
So it's like, so I think we're kind of like pinpointing some of the key issues here that people go with, and, you know, we can help support you. You know, for people who don't even want to try, we can actually help you get jump started. For people who have tried but have feel like they've failed and they're afraid to fail again, we can help you, you know, make sure that you keep that momentum. And but first, we really do need to get you out of that mentality that you think
you
are a failure.
A good question for you, Elle. Then what would you say that our first segment is really all about?
I would say it's really about I think it's about kind of like the mindset that's kind of getting in people's way of thinking that they can be financially independent, thinking that they can start a business, thinking that it's even possible to do something beyond the 9-to-5 job. For a lot of people,
so
that's impossible.
So we can keep it, because I think that sometimes when we speak in conversation, a lot of people get lost because, oh, there's too much. And bullet points, what's the first bullet point you would say?
I would say the first bullet point is be aware that there is a mindset that you think business success or financial success in general is either not for you or it's through.
So you think it's not for you as a common person. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. People think it isn't for them, or they think that their 9-to-5
which,
job.
Which, by the way, I find totally ludicrous, because in reality, what's going to end up happening is, you know, you still got to pay for everything.
Well, keep in mind,
taxes keep going up a little bit,
and
expenses, things break down. And also, you know, you're getting older. What are you going to do?
Well, people think that most of their 9-to-5 jobs will take care of them. That's the other thing.
True. So, like, for example, you know, we're here online. We're making pretty good money. No joke. We're doing it for obviously different reasons than most people are. So we're a little bit more driven. We're doing it actually for you. So you guys can have a better life. So your kids can have a better life. And we've looked at, like, what, 450 or plus different online businesses people can do before we landed this one. And we're working with top dogs. So we know exactly what's going behind the scenes. And we don't have to, like, listen to rumor mill. So right now, as you can see right there, in obvious format, you know, we are self-sponsored. Self-sponsored by shop.becomethesource.com. We're proud partners of the Become the Source. Woo! So the idea with us, though, we're a little different. And don't look at us and say you have to be like us. No, it's very simple. It's called the Shopping Annuity, and you can participate in this. We are going to promote. I'm telling you right now, we're going to only promote solutions on the show. And one of those solutions happens to be the shop.com. So you can apply anything we say to whatever you want to do. We don't mind. That's okay. That's actually what we want you to do. But for those guys out there that want, you know, a safer bet, come to us and we'll let you meet the top dogs. We're not going to let you down. That's not what we're about. Neither of our shows are that way. So so Elle and Luna, you're saying it's not for you. Luna, you're in a little bit different age category. Would you say that your kind of people just want to smoke it up and just say, hey, man, I'm just going to play my guitar all day and just hang out and just let the sun rise? Because I know a lot of people, you know, at a younger age just want to have fun. So they get a part-time job or whatever. And their solution to having fun is actually getting another job and another job and another job.
Well, I think it can be difficult. Because I know that usually, you know, if you're, let's say, a teenager and, you know, you're used to, you know, you just go to school and then, like, you hang out with your friends and that's about all you do. And then, you know, you get out of school and then maybe you still live with your parents or you move out so you have a job. And after that, you still want to hang out with your friends. And it takes a while to get out of that momentum to where it's just like, okay, I've been there, I've done that. You know, I'm tired of this.
So, Luna, you own your own, are you an entrepreneur?
Yeah, and by the
way... Do you own your own shop.com?
Yes, I do.
What's your shop.com? Prove it.
What is it?
How do I get to it?
Oh, it's www.lunascloset.becomethesource.com.
So you are a young entrepreneur, and tell me a little bit about young entrepreneurs. Can they make it? Can they retire early? What do you got?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's this one girl that I know at this meeting. She's my age and she's retired, so I'm a little jealous there. But yeah, you can do that. You know, whether you're just selling makeup, you don't have to do like the whole online thing to be successful. If you want to do it old school and just talk to people at a coffee shop and just like talk to them about like web centers, or if you just want to, you know, tell them about the business and be, if you're really passionate about it, you just get them to join and, you know, they buy from themselves, whether it's vitamins or a new juicer or some Nike shoes or, you know, whatever, you know, they can get money back. And, you know, when they get people to do it too, that's when it really becomes powerful. So, yeah.
So it can be done, you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it can
definitely be done. Is it like, is it hard work?
You know, I think the hardest part is, I don't think it's hard work at all. I think the hardest part is like,
quit being lazy.
Finding the motivation to do something else besides just kind of like screwing around, you know. And I think that's why people sometimes, it takes them so long, because they love to mess around so much and just hang out with friends and have a good time, because it's nice. You want to share the laughs, you want to share the joy with your friends, and you want to have that nice atmosphere for yourself when you're off of work, because
and you have a family member that actually
work.
Joined, right?
Yes, my brother actually joined forces with Become the Source and shop.com. So he loves it so far. He thinks the vitamins are fantastic. He, you know, he's very into nutrition himself. So
good deal.
It.
So let me, Elle. What do you think, Elle, about, you know, what's going on? Is it difficult? Do you own your own shop.com?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we have a situation here. We have a radio broadcast, a podcast, and each of you own your own shop.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Is there any competition here?
No.
No. And why is that? Why is there no competition in this particular case? Because the point I'm making is it for you really or isn't it not for you? I think times have changed. Mm-hmm. We're no longer competing against each other. Or you don't have to. You can go the old way or you can go the new way where you don't compete. And we're going to talk about that because there's a lot of open source materials that you can do online that are free or partially free that you can use to, you know, run a business. But we'll talk about that throughout all of our shows, and that's the part you can apply to yourself. But let's start with the beginning. So, mm-hmm. Elle, back to you. Do you own your own shop.com?
Yes, I do.
What's it like?
It's first of all, it's very communal. So whenever I shop for something my everyday needs, this could be, you know, toiletries that I need for the house, household cleaning supplies, office supplies, electronics.
Talk about that talk about that cash back that you're getting, because I know where you're going at.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, yeah, every time I shop online, you know, like I love a couple of stores. Like some people love Best Buy, some people love Kmart, some people like Home Depot, some people like Walmart, some people like, you know, Express to get their, you know, their everyday needs and their, you know, their gifts and everything. So whenever I do shop at any one of those stores, I get cash back, which goes technically into my shopping annuity, which is my other retirement. It's my other retirement account, you want to call it. And it's easy as it's changing your spending habits. That's a really big thing.
Do you like it? Is it fun?
Do you
actually enjoy it?
I do, because first of all, a lot of other businesses will say, you know, you have to stick with our product line and you have to get these products that you may or may not need or want. That's not the case at all. You just continue buying what you normally buy every day, your groceries, your clothing, you know, shoes, you know, home supplies, cleaning supplies, vitamins and minerals. You know, you just buy what you always buy every day. It's just a matter of switching your spending habits. So I've found that it is actually quite easy. It's enjoyable. I get to go right to the store sometimes and pick up what I want.
Now, here's the funny part. We go shopping together, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. And true or false, I'll go grab the stuff that I want, right?
Yeah.
And who follows right behind with one of these little goofy things called a cell phone? Who does that?
Me.
You. And what are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing is, like, for example, I think the other day you were at a Home Depot because you had to get something to repair one of the rooms in the cyber station.
Right.
So I was with you. I really just
USO over here. Go ahead.
I really just wanted a chance to get out of the USO for once. But anyway, so I was following with you, and I found everything that you were getting. I think you got like a drill or something, and then you got
it was like the little like top head for like drilling into metal.
Yeah, something like that.
Some hardcore tool.
Yeah. So what I did was I went to shop.com, and then Home Depot happens to be one of the stores. So I clicked on the Home Depot, found the exact item, purchased it. I had him purchase it online, and then they were technically bought already before we even got to the cash register. So we just went to the cash register with the items and the online receipt, because they give you a confirmation number, and we were done. All they had to do was check it off, and then we left.
It's true.
So here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is an online business for people?
I would say yes.
Okay, so we know there's some caveats, and we know there's some issues, right? Because mm-hmm. we know there's a lot of people out there that are still doing it the old way, where they don't help each other. They say they're here to help you. They throw all these books at you. They throw all this stuff, and they expect you to survive mm-hmm. and then make them money, right?
Mm-hmm.
We understand that there's two sides of the fence. We're talking about a cooperation, a co-op, where we all work together in unison and start building a business. That is the network affiliations that you create. Now, you got to be careful with that word. But mm-hmm. before you continue, what is a network affiliation? Well, let's see. You got ABC is a network affiliated with other little compartments that make your shows what they are. The Sci-Fi Channel has a network of, you know, affiliates who work together to make the Sci-Fi Channel work. So you are, instead of one person, this is the old way of thinking, right? This is why I think people have a hard time switching over. Is it for me? Well, are you going to work really hard for yourself? Like your dad was, your human dad. He was what there, Elle?
Oh, he worked for the fire department.
Okay.
And we thank him.
And we thank him very much for that. Saved a lot of lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a hard time.
Yes.
One man army, pretty much, right? But he had partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's his little network of partners that keep him alive and keep him well, right?
Oh yeah, and they had to be in sync all the time.
There you go. So you practice, you work, you hang together, you have systems you follow. right? And that way, people stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Correct.
No difference here. So what is network affiliation? It's just working together, bonding together under a common cause and to get to a certain area. Now, the old way of business, the suicidal way of business, was to do your own business all by yourself.
Yes.
Right?
And you know,
where,
I think that's
you have to do everything yourself, right?
I think that's why people are scared. I think that is funny. It's
crazy funny.
I think that's one of the reasons why people are so afraid sometimes. Some people still think that that's how you do it. They don't understand that these days, you know, it's modernized to the point where there's a conglomeration of individuals in the community working in harmony.
That word's kind of big, conglomeration. Now, did your brother think the same thing? Did he get it?
He didn't get it at first, but once, you know, I explained to him how it works, you know, he saw, you know, that there was, like, not just a lot of potential, because it's not like, oh, this is a new business, try it out. It's like, it's been working for over 20 years, you guys, and it's been growing exponentially.
Without you.
Without you. Without me. Ugh.
Wake up.
You know? So I'm ready to jump on that train. I mean, I've been there.
All right, the idea is what? The idea is it for you or is it not for you? In today's market, how is it not for you?
I think that's the question. Impossible to answer.
No, but that's the question. How is it not for you?
Everybody goes online anyway.
Tell me
like
about YouTube.
Tell me
about YouTube there, Luna. You're always checking up on our social media.
What about YouTube?
How successful is it so far? What do you see? What do you see?
Successful is probably one of like the most famous and popular search engines in the world for everything. I mean, even when you go on Google, you go under video section to go on YouTube because you want the video portion of it, you know? So I would say it's, you know, very essential to, you know, this generation.
Okay, same question for you. What do you see online that is very successful?
Oh, man, I think the same question. What don't I see? I see people who talk about their pets as successful. I see people who talk about cooking, who talk about certain diets, who talk about putting on makeup, who talk about movies that they review, video game playthroughs.
Attention.
You know, I see...
Shields at
30%. Oh, boy. Okay. So, what don't I see? I see people reviewing other videos. I see people making their own songs. I see people dancing in front of the camera. I mean, I see people drawing.
Pretty much, you can see anything.
And a lot of those... I'm not saying every single YouTuber is successful, but almost all of those niches have a successful group of YouTubers. So... any group, really, any niche, any talent that you have, you know, it can be out there.
You can even learn how to do SQL.
Yeah, well, SQL or Excel.
You know, and that's the point I'm making. Like in today's market, you can pretty much do whatever you want to, work together as a team, and you know, I mean, really get ahead in life.
Yeah. So the point is, how can you not be successful? You know, so you have so many tools out there.
I think have we answered, you know, the issue? Why is it for you? So what are some of the root causes?
Root causes of why people think it isn't for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there's a couple. I think there's, first of all, there's a feeling, people have a lot of, well, low self-esteem. They have a feeling that they're not worth it because they're not smart enough, not good enough to become successful. There's also, you know, other technical things like just lack of planning, lack of focus, lack of building that momentum and keeping it. So, I mean, you've got a couple of things here. But I think the big one is thinking that you're not worth it. That's the big one.
But that's more of an emotional problem,
isn't
it? Or
that you're not welcome. Yeah. I think a lot of it is.
Forgive me for not being human for a minute, but isn't that an emotional problem? It's not even dealing with reality. It's your reality because you created it, but isn't that like more like make-believe?
I'm going to have to say yeah. You know, I think people would argue and say, but my friends say I'm not worth it. It was like...
Well, your friend's not really an authority on anything.
Well, you need to get better friends.
Telling you you're not worth it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, unless somebody is literally chaining you back physically and beating you, but then that's a whole nother issue in itself. Really nothing is stopping you.
I think some friends need a, you know...
Yeah, you know... That's one of the reasons why I think that's one of the reasons why we admire these films when people are in such awful situations and then like they still come out like winning. And the reason is because just like other people, you know, they have a life and they have obstacles that they need to go over. And a lot of it has to deal with deciding to do something that you want to do that's going to fulfill, you know, I guess you could say something bigger, you know, like
having
your own business.
Did you say booger?
I didn't say booger.
She said booger.
No, no, no. I think she's bringing up a good point.
Is that,
I
mean, that accent of first?
No, not,
right?
Not booger, booger. Bigger. It's the idea of, you
it's
know.
Her and, accent. It's her accent.
Well, I mean, I just want to keep the momentum going here. As what Luna was saying is, you know, there's people who have been in such hard circumstances in the business that we're in. There have been people who have been working paycheck to paycheck or living paycheck to paycheck that have made this business work, while there's been people who are already successful with other businesses making it work. You've got a huge range of people.
Yeah, and the reason, just so, like I was saying, in the movies, it's they went for it, people. They went for it. And you love it. You love seeing them get out of their little shell and, you know, be like, you know, Mom, you know what? I want to do this. And I know you might not understand, but I know it's going to be for the better.
Come on.
And then you feel so warm inside because they went ahead and they did it. And because they kept trying, and they tried really hard, which is why you like the movie in the first place, they succeed, and they get what they want. And
Okay, so we got that.
Good.
Let's answer that telephone call right now and say, you're on live right here with us. Okay, so what do we have here, Elle? What do we have?
In terms of, well, root causes. I mean, like I said, we've already addressed the feelings of unworthiness. You know, there's also the lack of planning, which I think is kind of an effect of feeling unworthy, because a lot of people don't feel okay. that it's worth the time to plan because they think yeah. deep down they're not worth it. And, you know, I think it does take a little bit of discipline in order to start a business. And I think lack of focus and lack of momentum is a common effect to have when you want to start a business. And really, as long as you keep getting up to do it again, there's nothing wrong with having it. Really, as long as you don't give into it and quit.
So lack of focus, how would you determine lack of focus? Let's face it, most people that are going to start a business are clueless. They're panicking. Mm-hmm. They're wondering how much money they have to invest. They're wondering how are they going to work with their jobs that they currently have. And then there's another myth. There's this myth that if you have a job, for example, doing anything, I don't care if it's shoelace shining, and you have a job somewhere else, mm-hmm. that is a conflict of interest. And that, thank you. That is such bull. It is not a conflict of interest. If you take it to a lawyer, they're going to kick that person's butt and show you that it's not a conflict of interest. Conflict of interest is if you sell yarn and I sell yarn, that's mm-hmm. a conflict of interest. We're selling kind of the same thing.
It's electric. It's electricity in that yarn.
So, but that's a conflict of interest. You know what I'm saying? And then all that I have to look. No, it's not true. It's not true. But anyway, the point is that as a family, you can actually do a better business than by yourself.
Because you mean working with a team and
right,
with your family.
Right, because, yeah, if you can get your family to get along. If not, then move on, get some friends, or call us. We'll be your friends. But the point is, right, that there's a lot of layers to being able to do that. So what is focus? What is focus for you there, Luna?
What is focus for
what
me?
What is focus? How do you determine getting focus?
I think for one is deciding that I want to do it. Because
so part of focusing is making a decision?
I think so. Because if you haven't decided, then you're not going to have that determination towards it. So therefore, it doesn't have as strong as a projection as if it would if you had decided fully to go forth and go through with that decision. I think that can make a lot of difference.
Okay. Elle, what is your definition of focusing?
I think focus is basically being able to turn off the inner distraction enough so that you're able to put all of
your intention.
You
know, I am so sorry, but I cannot turn off your mama. Ring. What is she doing now? Ring.
Rose.
What is this going on now? Ring. No, but seriously, don't family members like ring, ring, ring you to death because that's what they're used to?
Yeah, this is true.
That's the way they feel important.
Wait, do you mean like when they call you over?
Yeah,
over
they call
again?
You. They you got to go here. Hey, Tony, you know, you got to come over. You know, we're having biscuits and, you know, that
gravy.
That fromage, you know, that French thing, you know. But that's a loss of focus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
is.
They pull you away. Then, mm-hmm. And then there's another loss of focus that's not being mentioned.
What?
This one you have to pay attention to.
Tell me.
When you start a business, some people burn out because they work too hard they're not really focusing on their business. They're focusing on their fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can focus on your business and you want to get it running as fast as possible. That means, sit there and learn everything you need to learn quickly, you know, methodically. But see, that's why you have friends that work with you.
True.
So when friends work with you, you're able to then focus on the exact things that you need, and you got a proven system, a proven plan that's worked for other people and or many other people, and then you can move forward. Isn't that what we do? We research the industry. Hey, he sold widgets, so I'm going to sell widgets too, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from there, and you can focus on the right things rather than focusing on all the bad things that are going to take you longer to make your business, right?
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree with you more.
Please sit down.
He's just cracking up over there.
He is cracking up because he knows people are full of it. Anyway, so what do you think, Luna? Focus, is that pretty good on your genre?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think a lot of it also, I think it deals a lot with scheduling.
When she breathes heavy, the world wants to
fight. It's just, I've been there, a lot. And I've had a lot of trouble scheduling things in the past because I do want to answer the phone, and I do want to eat biscuits
and solutions?
Fromage. So
Let's go to solutions real quickly.
I think one of the solutions, is focus.
Focus.
And by focusing, decide, first of all, that you want to do it. And once you decide, take a look at your schedule. Make at least, a few hours a day or a few hours a week when you can, be proactive with your business and fully focus on that. That way, not only are you creating a professional schedule for yourself, but you're also creating a new habit for yourself.
So, in your opinion, can anybody have a business in today's world?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Why not?
Elle?
You can do anything these days.
Give me another solution, Elle.
First of all, one sure way to defeat procrastination, one sure way to defeat anxiety and fear is to take action. Apply your knowledge. Do something. In the business that we do, this is called a results-producing action. So do an action. Take action.
How do you recommend someone take an action and be accountable for it?
Attention.
I would say...
Warning. Shields at 15%.
I would say probably if there's any training that's required in the business, start with that right away. Start by getting acquainted yourself little by little. It's a lot of information, so it can seem overwhelming at first, but little by little, you're going to learn something.
Okay, so what tool do you use to maintain that for you?
To maintain the momentum?
The focus.
The business.
What do you use?
Oh, there's a business website that actually allows you to keep track of your orders, allows you to keep track of your training.
Business itself, but for free, what do you use?
Because
this is not only about the business that works, and we know that works. It's also for the people that want to, try something different, right? So what do you use to keep yourself on track all the time, and how do you do it?
For me personally?
Yeah, you... Human?
Well, me, I use my Google tools. That's
Google,
one thing.
Right? You use Google tools. Okay, so Google is free.
I use the calendar. I use the documentaries. I use all the documents that come with Google Drive. I use that.
Right.
I also
so what
use
kind
OneDrive.
Of doc? What kind of things can you do with Google Drive?
Well, you've got you got your calendar to keep track of events, to keep track of meetings, to keep track of important due dates. You've got the emails to communicate with people on your team. You've got the documents to actually share with people to take notes for a meeting. You've got the spreadsheet to crunch numbers if you want to and crunch inventory. You've got a lot of things. It's just like a fraction of what's available.
And Luna, do you use Google tools?
I do. And I do. I share documents with you all the time. So yeah, I'm pretty familiar with Google Docs. It's fantastic, you
guys.
What do
you like
about
it?
For one, I like the fact that you can not just share documents, but you can work together from different places. Like, let's say if you want to do a conference meeting and you don't have time or the same availability to be at the same place at once. Like, somebody has a family, somebody just doesn't have time or a ride or things like that. Or just, too far away. They can go online, they can go on Google Docs, and you know, they can work on it together. You can see their little icons and who's typing what. And, you know, you can add on together, and you can even use Skype if you want.
Right. So when we have to work with L1 and her schematics for human condition and human living, we actually get online all together, right? We all have Google accounts.
We do.
She shares a document, mm-hmm. and we can see it in live. So we don't have to be here in our USO or cyber station. We could be anywhere in the world. And that way we're networking through a network, a real network, you know. And we're working together, right?
Yeah,
does
I mean, yeah, you know, like somebody can be in an office and I can be, you know, in my socks and my hoodie, you know, in bed with like a cup of coffee on my laptop on the same thing. And, you know, you're still getting it done. You're still getting those hours in.
So Elle, how does that help you when we get all on board?
Well,
you and
first,
your cup of coffee, miss. How does that help you? So we're talking Google Docs. You go to mm-hmm. google.com, open up a Gmail account, right? So you get your Gmail, and then on the right-hand side, there's going to be a little icon, and then you hit more, and you go to Google Drive. And then you go to Google Drive, and you have all these things in there. You got about, 5 gigs or something like that. They give you
a lot of...
It's enough space to put documents in there.
I think it's not,
true,
I can't even imagine.
It's either 1 gig or 5 gig. We'll get you the details later, but it's common sense. But we're just mentioning it as a beginning for folks that are starting. So if you don't have a Google account, go get one right now.
Even a basic Gmail
Google.com, go get your Gmail account. And you can have multiple accounts too. You mm-hmm. know, you can have a personal Google account, a business Google account, and Google doesn't seem to matter. And all you have to do is log in and look at it. So that's a very good way of staying focused, right?
Absolutely.
By writing down what you need to do, your little task list, put it on the calendar because it has mm-hmm. a Google Calendar.
And it's great for planning, like especially after a meeting, I feel like so saturated with information. But for me, it's always about, well, what do I do with all this information? So I love getting together with my team. I love basically just sitting down with a Google Doc and saying, okay, based on what we've learned, what are we going to do to apply this to help make our business better? And then we use the documents to just draft. We may use an Excel spreadsheet depending on what kind of data it is, and then we use the calendar to schedule and create goals. So
now what's unique about our situation though, if I may, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of situations, you know, your own, we can only speak of what we know
uh-huh.
and what we have proven to be successful. So our situation through MA and our shop.com is the ability to actually work together through people that are like all over the world that are doing their own shop.com in various different ways. And then you can use Facebook to kind of communicate together and say, hey, you know, this is what I found out at my shop.com, because there's always something new happening. So it's like, you know, tattletale syndrome, man. You go over there and you join our Facebook account and we get you to the right people, and then you can all talk together and see what's new. Don't miss a meeting. Get a meeting online.
Don't forget, on Google, you can also share your calendars. So people know when you're available. You know, you can set up a time then, and that's when you'll be like, okay, got to get in my Google Doc. You know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, you won't ever miss a meeting again.
That's right. We get it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's wrap this kind of up real quick. We're in solutions. And now, go ahead, wrap it up for us. What do you got for solutions? Go, bullet point.
So first of all, release that mindset that you can't do it. Anyone can start a path to financial freedom. People have done it in the past. You can do it as well. It can be done. You know, whether you think you've been a success or a failure, it doesn't matter. Now is the time to start all over again. Take action.
I say that's part of the veils. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're an esoteric, my God, I'm going to reach through there and grab you. If you are an esoteric anything person, if you're one of these people that have a business, or you want to help people out, mm-hmm. or you want to turn around and you actually want to work with other folks, and or you want to just be like you're a preacher or a pastor or something like that, this is the most exciting time for you, because you don't have to ask for any offerings whatsoever. You don't have to ask for almost anything whatsoever. All you're telling people is to go to your shop.com, shop there, and that's it. The business mm-hmm. takes care of itself. So it is an awesome opportunity, and I'm inviting personally any of our community that is esoteric, or you know, you're already on YouTube or something like that, because this is like an awesome opportunity for you guys.
Absolutely.
I just had to say that because it's really good.
Well, thank you. That helped a lot. So obviously take action. Take action as soon as you can. Start by going to becomethesource.com. What are some other good places they can go to get started? Because some people are like, well, what do I do? Where do I go?
You know, send us an email. Send us an email at what's our address for email? Somebody put it up there, please. Where's our technician? Oh, you know what's a good resource for? If they go to novismsynergy.com, mm-hmm. it's all laid out. And I think Luna 9 really helped out with that very much. Right, Luna?
I did. I actually structured it for you guys.
Of course.
Hope
and
you enjoy.
She helped out a great deal. So did L1 and with the curriculum. And you can go step by step. It'll show you how you can start your own business today and really start. And you won't even be alone. We'll help you out. Don't worry about it. And there's places right where you are that are having meetings, and if not, we'll find one for you, which means you won't be alone. There's also information online that we'll present to you. But to do that, you're going to have to get a little daring and just go to novismsynergy.com. Don't worry, I won't tell your mama. And you can go look over there, or you can contact us afterhours@becomesource.com, or, you know, call us at 347-868-7338. We'll help you through it, and we'll show you how you can create a co-op online and start your own business. Also, we haven't told you yet. You know what? I'm going to save it for the next show. Because I was going to say how you can get all these free tools online that will help you run your business. But you know what? No. You're going to go and stay tuned to the next show.
I love it. Stay tuned.
And here's one thing that people don't realize. When you start your own business, right, most businesses you're going to have to work for. And if you stop working, no more money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
And you have to pay like thousands and thousands thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. even just to develop something. This is already done for you.
Exactly. So that's it for our show today. We're just giving you a little bit of a primer, and if you understood it correctly, we're going to show the slideshow again after this. But the main issue was that, you know, people don't start a business. This is a new world. Don't do business the old way. Do it business in a box. Bivix, that's what we're all about. And what you can do is help yourself, help your family, help your children, your children's children, and children's children's children, because you can take that money that you make today and pay for their college, their school, and everything else down the line. You don't
it's
even know
so
that.
True.
And if something were to happen to you, that money goes exactly to them.
Or whoever else you leave it to.
Right. And it goes, it's willable for about three or four generations, which is unheard of.
It's willable for three generations, which is still, like, your grandkids. You can help out your grandkids and your kids and your great-grandkids.
So it's
that's three generations.
If you go to novismsynergy.com, it'll show you all this information. You'll get lost because there's a lot of information on there, but we'll get you found again because we'll help you out. So, again, the issues were, number one, you got to think that success is for somebody else. No, success is for me.
Attention. Warning. Shields at 10%. Initiation of shutdown sequence commencing.
That's our mother. So let's go ahead and wrap it up before she clobbers us. Anyway, so the idea is, you know, it's not for everybody else, it's for you. Okay? And then you're not stupid, you're not old, you're not, you know, too young, etc. Stop making up these excuses that you're going to believe yourself and then you're going to fry yourself with. Also, what? Some people start a business and then quit? I know why you quit. You had no support. You didn't have us there behind it. Dun, dun, dun. But we're here. We're here for you there where you are. What are you going to say, Elle?
I was going to say, or the knowledge base, which we can also assist you with as well.
NTC6.com. We're putting it together just for you. We're hooking you up.
Yes, we are.
Luna, what else? Can you read off our root causes real quick?
Absolutely. So the inner veil of unworthiness and guilt. That is something that you guys need to drop and let go of forever, okay? So some things that are some root causes for, let's say, having success be a myth in your life is your lack of planning. You know, get that planning, you know, into habit with yourself. You know, like, discipline yourself to begin to plan and create a schedule. Write it out. At least write out some ideas. Another root cause of this success being a myth is lack of focus. So decide that you want to go ahead and do it. Focus enough to at least get enough motivation to go ahead and just do it, like they say.
Did she just use it?
Because it's true. You just have to do it. The hardest part is deciding to do it. Once you get moving, it's easier to keep going and not stop. once you've started that momentum, which leads us to the last one, you know, lack of building and keeping that momentum. You know, if you are sedentary and you're just sitting there like a rock, it's going to be hard to get you going. But let's say like sometimes you start to like push something, it's easier for it to keep going. So you just have to get yourself through that and propel yourself forward to at least get started. I promise it's going to get so much easier.
Elle, hit us with the solutions, please, real quick.
All right. So basically, first of all, drop the mentality that you can't do a business. This, as we've reviewed before, this business is for anyone. Anyone can do it. Take action and do something. Remember the resources that we discussed earlier. And if you need to send us an email, you can. Also remember that anybody who's been successful in the past or felt like they've been a failure in the past can do it. Educate yourself as much as possible. Build momentum and keep doing that momentum and do something that makes sure it produces results. You know, watching TV is not taking action.
Hoo-ah! With that said, ladies and gentlemen, we love you very much. Peace out. We'll catch you later.
Bye, guys. Love you.